Pat Benatar, Houston's Eagle with Dean and Raj. It's 7:07. Beautiful weather today. High of 88. It'll be sunny in the 1 hour air conditioning and heating weather center. You could still win $1,000 this hour. You have till 7:15 to text in the word brag, B-R-A-G. Text that to 70123.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call this woman. She and her husband adopted a dog from an animal shelter, and I guess the dog was a holy terror, and she took it back. So her husband thought it'd be funny if we called from the animal shelter trying to get her to take the dog back.
Hello?
Heather, hi. This is Joe Hicketts over at Animal Shelter. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm calling about, I know you recently adopted a dog from us, and evidently I found out that you've returned him.
Yeah. It was really heartbreaking, but it had to. He wasn't a good fit for us, to be honest with you.
Well, what was wrong? You only really didn't keep him a week, I noticed, and usually it takes a few weeks to get these dogs, you know, acclimated.
He destroyed a chair. He ate candles, dug holes in the backyard. But the last straw for us was he bit and snarled at a neighbor's child. And oh my goodness, you should.
Why did he bite the child?
We were just walking him, and the little boy just walked up to him, and then he starts to try to pet him. And
wait, what? You let a stranger come up and try to touch the dog?
Well,
this dog is
it was a child. I don't really have control over when
a
kid
leash?
Dies.
You know, that's kind of on you. I mean, one thing you don't do is just let strangers come up to this dog who's going through this whole acclimation process.
Look, I had no control.
Do you both work?
Yeah.
So the dog just took him home and left him and expected him to learn how to behave?
I have to work. My husband and I both have to work. So I don't know why that's a question.
A dog is almost like a child. It takes responsibility.
Exactly. Why are you calling me?
I would like you to take him back and give it another shot.
No, there's absolutely no way. I don't think.
What if
several think that he could destroy.
What if you take him back, you give him another shot, and I will, we have an obedience school that you and your husband and the dog can all participate in on weekends.
Why don't you take him?
It's free of charge.
Why don't you take him home and take him to the obedience classes? You seem to really have a heart for this dog.
He'll learn obedience. You'll learn obedience at this course.
Wait, I'll learn obedience?
I could help you in that.
Obedience for myself?
It's all part of the training. Learning how to respond to commands.
This is pretty offensive.
I could teach you.
You're saying that I need to learn how to respond to commands?
I think that I could teach you to roll on your back and I could rub your belly.
You know, can I speak to your supervisor, please? Because this is out of...
Sit, Heather.
Definitely.
Heather.
Not okay, the way you're speaking to me.
Good girl.
Excuse me?
Down, Heather.
Heather?
Heather?
I'm not with the animal shelter. I'm with the Dean and Raj show, and this is the birthday scam from your husband.
That is so messed up. Wait, am I on the radio right now?
No, Someday. Not yet. It will be, but...
Oh my God. You suck. He sucks.
We heard about this horrific dog and that you had a birthday, but we hope you have a happy birthday. You tell him that we called.
You piss me off so much. I have to tell you.
Now, sit.
Stop.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.